Greetings, Imperial Citizen. I hope all is well. Yes, Lord Inquisitor. We are always prepared for you. And is my subject prepared as per my specifications? Of course, Lord Inquisitor. As you requested, though some of the others are concerned about your requirements. And what are those concerns, citizen? I suppose they're afraid that you've got some strange ideas, given that the subject of your interrogation is naked. Dear citizen, do you not understand the importance of this? The significance of having the subject, who is to be interrogated by me for heresy, be undressed to prevent any sort of foul machinations against the Emperor and his holy dominion. I suppose it's not for me to say, Lord Inquisitor. It's just that some of the others thought the request to be a bit gratuitous. Let them speculate if they so wish. I don't give an orc's bollocks what they think about my methods. No one can refute my results. Indeed, that is true. You've not had a failed interrogation that I'm aware of. Nor shall you ever be. Now then, enough idle chatter. The Emperor hates unoccupied hands. To work, citizen. Yes, sir! Oh, and one more thing. Is the tech priest present and accounted for? Yes, sir. On direct loan from the Abductus Mechanicus. He's waiting in the other room, and he just finished setting up the interrogation site for your purposes, sir. Excellent. I take it he's already taken the subject's vitals as well. I presume so, yes, my lord. Then I shall go greet him myself. Thank you for all that you've done, Imperial Citizen. You will be rewarded handsomely for the help in this situation, I'm sure. The Emperor's guidance is reward enough for me, Lord Inquisitor. Beautiful that you are devoutly faithful to the Emperor. Indeed, your reward shall be great. As you say, sir. Greetings, Lord Inquisitor Enaskatgard. The subject has been prepared. They are stable, awake, alert, and oriented. You may commence at your leisure. Wonderful work, Tech Priest. Will that be all you require of me, Inquisitor? No. I will be needing your assistance in ensuring that the subject is not lying. You do have some capacity for this, correct?
Of course I have the capacity to see the weakness of the flesh. By the ominous sire, do you truly doubt the abilities of the Adeptus Mechanicus?
Never, Tech Priest. Now then, as for our guest. Greetings, new friend. I am Lord Inquisitor Enos Gutgard. I will be your interrogator for this afternoon. We will start with the basics. You will tell me your name, or your designation, and where you hail from. What you do for the Emperor, and how you came to be in this situation. Let us start then with your name, shall we?
All signifiers indicate the subject is telling the truth.
Good job. Now tell me, what are you doing here?
So you want me to believe that you have traveled from another system to this place to be closer to the Emperor? I can't quite say I'm impressed by this obvious lie. Do not mistake me for some fool or peasant. I have been trained by the Emperor's people to ensure that I can rout out evil of all kinds, and those who wish to undermine his holiest will. You are also not so convincing a liar to me. I think I might not have even needed the tech priest.
There is no lie detected in the subject's statements, Inquisitor.
Ah, and this is where we find the fault in our machines. Your eyes tell me a different story, friend. You've been working for a cult to undo the Emperor's work, haven't you? Deny it all you want. I don't believe you. Which means the Imperium does not believe you. But enough of these formalities. Allow me to introduce the accoutrement which I have brought to this chamber. Do you see these devices here? Indeed. They can torture you, but you are in an exclusively vulnerable space, and so, my dear friend, you do not have a lot of room to wiggle. And should you do so, you would doubtlessly be unable to find freedom or purchase that way. So I will give you this one chance. Speak up. Tell me for whom you work for. Tell me whom hired you for this job, or what it is that you believe you will accomplish. And I will let you leave. Simple as that. You can leave and return with all of your belongings as a gift from the Emperor who shows mercy. Refuse, and I cannot say that you will make it back home safely. You are wondering why you are naked. Tell me, what do you think the reason is? What an intriguing idea. But no. You see, when it comes to lying, you may be able to hide your facial reactions, but your body has other ways of informing me, especially, of your true intentions. You see, there are certain tightenings in certain areas, there are certain twitches and tingles. That is why you are on that slab the way you are. But do not worry. We will take good care of you, won't we, Tech Priest? He is being silent. I assume that you are upset about what I said, that your machine inaccurately depicted what occurred just now.
Why should I be upset by this, Inquisitor Gottgard?
Why, indeed. But do not worry about him. Let us return to you and I. I'm going to give you one last opportunity before I begin to implement my methods. And I assure you I can be very persuasive. to put it politely. I can introduce you to some of my tools if you'd prefer. This particular one is rather mundane. See, I don't like causing pain in people. I find that it does not actually persuade them to speak. But there are other things that might loosen your lips. So I ask you again, who hired you? And what was the purpose of you being here? Fine. Play difficult. You sure you don't want to answer? All right. Then I suppose I have no other option. Tech Priest.
Yes, Lord Inquisitor.
You may leave if you wish. I thank you for your services. That will be all.
What will you do now?
My job. Leave us.
As you command, Lord Inquisitor.
Hello, everyone. Nazarus, also known as the Right Hand of Doom here. Want to thank you all for listening to this audio. It took me a while to get to where I could actually record. A big part of that had to do with a couple of things going on. Got into some poison sumac on my property, and it has not been a fun time for me. In the meantime, I've been trying to get some audios done for you guys as quickly as I can. I'm playing a little bit of catch-up, but this audio should be appearing. This is a portion of the audio that you're hearing on YouTube, for those of you listening there. This is the safe-for-work version. It cuts off pretty early on, when the tech priest leaves. And then, goes on for a few minutes. It's a bit spicy. It's, by all accounts, a little tamer. But for those of you adults who want the full version, you can absolutely go on to my Patreon and listen to the full version there, which should already have been released. So, in the meantime, I am working on some more things for you guys. It's going to take a little bit of time to catch up with what I want to. I saw that most of you have been enjoying the latest episode of Regrets, which I'm very happy about. We do have one more episode this season, but that's not going to be coming out for another probably month or so, because we've got so much to do. In the meantime, to my wonderful patrons, starting with Adriana Coop, Angel V Kiss AS, Asakira, Aurelie Orgasmic, Crywolf 883, Cullum Brown, Dancerwoman 22, Danny Capricorn, Dr. True, Frosty Lerve, HVNS, Hypnotic, Jamie Lay Neal, Janice Coffey, Kananea Kokoro, Lady Luthien, Mac, Knocked Music, Nikki Tupin's Inky Horror, Patchwork Cyborg, Pinomatic, Random Jumble, Rockstar Pancake Hat, Supersized Incubi, Tierra, Tori David, Void, and Zero Key Wolf. Thank you all so very much. Also, as you can tell, that is a much longer list than it started. Holy crap, thank you all so very much for your support. It really does help me out a lot. Gives me some peace of mind. You guys are really... I can't thank you all enough. So I'm going to continue trying to provide as much content for you guys as I can, because I want it to be worth your bang. I want it to be worth your money. So in the meantime, I look forward to seeing you in the next audio. Sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.